Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CJ fakes the give. CJ looking. CJ guns long down the left side. Nico Collins down there, and he's got the catch inside the 15 down to the 12. Double coverage. Doesn't matter. Big play to Collins.
Whew. CJ had him a day, had him a nice performance. As I said before, hey, hit me up. What was your grade for CJ Stroud? And we'll get Clint's thoughts on what he saw from CJ Stroud here coming up in just a bit. But Clint, CJ Stroud, he went 22 of 34. 242 yards, end up having two touchdown passes to his new target in Stephon Diggs, and then no turnovers in that game. I saw some people coming in on the text line. I got an A-, B-plus for CJ's grade. I give him an A. Someone said the third and 11th throw to Nico says it all. I'll give CJ a B-. Someone said I'd give the turf an F. Yeah, that was. I will say the turf absolutely helped the Texans get an interception.
Yeah, they need to get that organic crap out of there.
I don't know what that was. That looks like an ACL waiting to happen.
Yep.
But Kalen did a great job catching that ball, because that ball was thrown 98 miles an hour, yep, which is pretty much all of Richardson's balls. Mm-hmm. But it show grabbed that tight end's foot and pulled him down. But Where are you at? You kind of judge this and look at this differently than most, as someone who plays the position and a self-proclaimed top five coaching quarterback in all of America.
Without a doubt.
What was your grade for CJ?
I'm going to go B as well. Not a B minus, not a B plus. I'm just going to go with a good solid B. Look, we got to start here. Like, C.J. Stroud is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. We're not talking about on a rookie scale. We're not talking about on a, you know, an average quarterback scale. We're talking about a guy that won Rookie of the Year. We're talking about a guy that over 18, 19, 20 games last year was one of the best quarterbacks in football. And that's the bar right now. It's no longer about being young. The bar is being one of the best in football. And as I've said many a times, the most impressive thing about C.J. Stroud is there's a real Tom Brady-like game he's got, which is the biggest compliment I could pay to a quarterback. The most cerebral part of playing the position, he appears, based on last year, to have absolutely mastered. The ability to commit to taking the boring stuff and just being right versus being flashy and creating highlight reels. He's got that mastered. And so the bar is awfully high. So I will admit that. But I got CJ Stroud.
I love that you're grading him on a scale.
Yeah. It's a B, Ron. It's a B. It's a CJ Stroud B.
Because this would have been an A for Davis.
Absolutely. It'd have been an A for a lot of guys. I mean, look, two touchdowns.
Alex Smith special, 24 for 32, 242, two touchdowns.
I mean, that's, what is that, 68% completion, 68% completion? I mean, that's a really good day. That is a CJ Stroud B. Look, let's just break down a couple of plays. He missed two shot throws that should have been touchdowns. One of them was a Nico Collins catch. Nico slowed down, goes up, big body catches between two.
How about the other one to Tank?
Yep, yeah. The other one to Tankdale, which was a pass breakup. Great play by the DB, but it was underthrown by 3 or 4 yards. And again, if I do that, you look at it and go, oh, Clint just missed. If C.J. Stroud does it, you go, no, that's C.J. Stroud don't do that. C.J. Stroud doesn't miss those types of throws.
No pressure on the
to those. Yeah. So, I mean, we've got to – look, we can't look at the Nico Collins catch. From Nico's perspective, tremendous. From C.J. Stroud's perspective, underthrew it by 6, 7, 8 yards, right? And then the Tank Dell throw was underthrown by 3, 4, 5 yards, and it ended up being a pass breakup instead of a touchdown. So those two misses, I think if you just watch the game in totality, now I don't know exactly, I haven't seen the All-22, it hadn't dropped yet, but I don't know why this was the case. It could be multiple reasons. It could be the defense suffocating the offense, which I think is the adjustment that I called was going to happen before the season started. I think that's probably what it was. But it could also be CJ not seeing the field as well as he did most times last year. It could be Bobby Slowick wasn't in his bag like he was most of the time last year. But any way you slice it, as we grade CJ Stroud, he wasn't seeing the game and the defense as clear as he. As we have grown accustomed to seeing him see.
They confused him a little bit.
Probably. Yeah, whether it was confusion or it was just, hey, guys weren't there. They were making him get through the progression. And in doing so, when your quarterback's got to get through the progression, your pass protection's got to hold up longer. So pressure's greater, right? Then we got to fast forward to the end of the first half, right? I think there's three people that are responsible for what happened at the end of the first half. First and foremost, the referees. Secondly, I think it's D'Amico Ryans. But thirdly, and C.J. Stroud spoke to this in the post game, and he took the blame himself, right? The quarterback in that situation, I don't know what conversations were being had on the field, but if you're the quarterback, there is literally an official standing right next to you, him, the majority of the time, and if there's not, you need to go find the head official and get in his face immediately and say, hey, what's the deal? Is there 15 seconds or 5?
Yeah,
is
the clock running or not? They operated like it was 15 seconds. They were running a play.
Well, there was look, I understand. I'm not mad at D'Amico or CJ at them not understanding the situation. They took the clock from 5 to 15 back to 5. There was a timeout called by the Indianapolis Colts that was apparently given back to them because then they wound the clock. But at the end of the day, if you're the quarterback, you've got to sense and have a level of awareness. It's like, hey, guys, what are we doing? How much time's on the clock?
Because he went back into the shotgun to like they're going to try to run a play.
Clearly,
it's right? Like 5 seconds.
Yeah, he should have been in the face of the ref. Is it a running clock when you blow the whistle? Is there 15 seconds or 5 seconds? And according to the answer he got, he should have immediately got his ass under the center and spiked that football. Period. That's it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.